Hello, everyone. I'm glad that I'm speaking to you about Udemy course creation information content opportunities. Are you a content creator that has never used Udemy before or has used the platform only as a user learner? Well, we also have the user instructor option, and that's what I'm helping people with right now. I'm assisting them in creating high-value content on Udemy as an instructor. I've made the transition. I have students or learners on the platform, and now my focus is to train other learners to become users or to become instructors. Since all users on the platform, whether they are instructors or learners or students, are considered users, we're all users on the platform. Anyhow, let me go ahead and provide some basic orientation information for people to assist them in creating profiles, et cetera. The first thing we want to do is we want to click on the link right here and become an instructor. Once again, we must have a user profile created because then we can go ahead and use that same profile content information as an instructor. I've included a biography of mine because it makes it easier when we put this content in on our instructor profile or our user profile when we begin to update our information. So we want to have a picture, we want to have our name, we want to also put for the headline instructor or facilitator, we want to include our biographical information, we want to save the content frequently on Udemy so it isn't lost, and then we want to look at the right side and provide our Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter resource information, not the front end of the website address, but only the information that pertains to us, such as our unique username and resource ID. If we put the entire link into the block, the content will not be recognized. The resource ID and user information is all that's required. Anything that's duplicated must be eliminated. So we do that on our instructor page and include a picture. And then I've included a generic sample biography for everyone to use, since this can be a stumbling block and precludes course updating opportunities or slows them down because we're deciding on what we would like to put in our biography. This is only provided as a placeholder. Please update it with the content that is relevant to you. Then I usually provide videos. The P is for promotional video, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Predominantly 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, as the numbers of individual videos are uploaded if it's required. But a promotional video is required, and Udemy requires 5, 6 minute videos or 6, 5 minute videos for a total of 30 minutes of instructor video content as a minimum. So if we have more than 5 minutes or 30 minutes of content, that's great. But once again, 5, 6 minute videos or 6, 5 minute videos to fulfill the 30 minute minimum video requirement. Udemy also requires a trust and safety video be prepared if content from others is used or if others like myself as a content moderator are providing assistance to new instructors. Then a trust and safety video must be prepared, reading the statement and sharing the instructor's face. This must be a video recording, reading the statement, ensuring that the content contained in the course is of their own making or creation, or that the permission has been obtained from the original creator to use the content in the course. And this is very important as well. I provided a copy of my trust and safety video as a guide in creating our own individual, unique instructor trust and safety videos. This is also a statement that I use. I take the question on the Udemy page and I simply reword the words a little bit and make it a statement so that we can ascertain that there's no prerequisites or requirements for enrollment. Simply take the question statement and reword it as a statement. Who is the course for? We can use that link. The subtitle on courses that I assist in creation of, I usually put a subtitle right here. And then the welcome message and the congratulations or completion message is included. Once again, I'm providing the initial content that does not preclude instructors from getting creative and creating their own additional content as well. I simply like to provide content into the areas of the tabs that are being used so that we don't have nothing to look at. We have something to look at, and then we can get creative with our words and how we want to arrange our words. I also have some additional information here, some links that I used to create some additional content about the Assembly of Udemy courses for use. And I encourage everyone to look at the ancillary video content that I prepared as well, because it's all designed to ensure that everyone has a smooth and seamless instructor experience when using the platform. And I wish that someone had provided me a roadmap when I started out, but I'm currently enjoying the instructor role or assisting instructors, and it's very, very efficient and effective because I like to train. So the more training opportunities that I have, the happier I am. And I will now provide this content to others so that they can benefit from it. Please share me with your comments and messages so that I can create additional content concerning this subject, or I can interact with you and we can become Udemy instructors as well. It's very efficient, effective, and I appreciate everyone's listening. And there's my listing and my final content, my thank you message, which is also included. I really enjoyed creating this video and will be creating more content in the very near future. Thank you very much for your prompt attention, sharing, and providing me with messages and comments. I appreciate the support.